If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Kanye West pens an apology to the Black and Jewish community. Aaron Pierre might be playing T'Challa. TikTok blames its outages on a U.S. data center. Billie Eilish tries to call on to her fellow celebrities to speak up for what's going on with the ICE situations. All that and more coming up on The Weekly Ad. Going on, what is goody? It's your boy Damron Green. Hey, look, I told y'all I was going to give you guys a weekly app. I didn't give one to you guys last week, so I said, damn, I gotta give y'all something, child. Something for the midweek topics, because there's quite a few things that's going on in celebrity gossip world right now. So we do have to get into Kanye West. I mean, he apologizes to the Black and Jewish community over his outbursts of anti-Semitism and, you know, anti-Blackness. We done been down this road several times. If you've been watching my content, I've been very critical of Kanye West my entire content creation career, okay? That needs no introduction. Let's be very clear on that. So I'm going to read this excerpt from the Neighborhood Talk, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts, okay? We're going to read a little bit of it, honey. I'm not reading that whole article. Let's be very clear on that. But we are definitely going to give a synopsis, as I would say. Okay, now it says that Kanye West took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal apologizing for his past actions, okay? In the lengthy apology, Ye says his wife, Bianca, finally convinced him to help. Oh, wow. Okay, Bianca. The rapper attributes some of his most outlandish moments to his infamous car accident in 2002 where his jaw was rewired. He added that he didn't receive a proper diagnosis until 2023, where he learned of a frontal lobe injury to his brain, leading to a decline in his mental health, including bipolar disorder. Now, he admits of being in denial while having episodes as well. When you're manic, you don't think you're sick, and that's true. You think everyone else is overreacting. You feel like you're seeing the world more clearly than ever, when in reality you're losing your grip entirely. Once people label you as crazy, you feel as if you cannot contribute anything meaningful to the world. It's easy for people to joke and laugh it off, when in fact this is a very serious, debilitating disease you can die from. Okay, he says in quotes, "The scariest thing about this disorder is how persuasive it is when it tells you you don't need help. It makes you blind, but convince you you have insight. You feel powerful, certain, and unstoppable. I lost touch with reality. Things got worse the longer I ignored my problem. I said and did things I deeply regret. Some of the people I love the most, I treated the worst. You endured fear, confusion, humiliation, and the exhaustion of trying to love someone who was at times unrecognizable. Looking back, I became detached from my true self." He says, "To the Black community, which held me down through all the highs and lows in the darkest times, the Black community is unquestionably the foundation of who I am. I am sorry to have let you down. I love us." Okay, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Come on. Come on. Do I think this is a PR stunt? Because he already doubled down and basically said this is not a PR stunt, that this is really what I'm going through and I'm not, you know, lying. I think that the article is genuine. I did see some videos on TikTok said he took out an ad for the Wall Street Journal, which is basically like a financing type of publication that talks about like finances and money and stuff like that. So it's just like, this like shade to the Jewish community. But anyway, look. That's what the people said on TikTok and stuff. That's what I heard on there. I was like, girl, I ain't got nothing to do with that, but I'm just saying like it is a little peculiar. But you know, after reading this, I will say this does seem genuine. This seems very, is the most genuine he's ever been in a long time. But of course, your actions have got to change. Yeah, I mean, the sporadic online tweets and the stuff that you did for the past couple years, it's very harmful. And especially because of your celebrity, you did a lot of damage. I mean, slavery was a choice. Talking about, you know, talking bad on Harriet Tubman. Okay, you get what I'm saying? I'm just picking up random stuff. Like, it's a lot. And mental health is a real thing. And we understood that Kanye was battling in that way. And I think people that have people in their families would understand. I know I'm for one. I definitely understand because I got a couple of mine, child. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like you have to take it with a grain of salt, but then also just understand that they're just not well. And Kanye West was not well for a long time. And I hope that this is genuine. I mean, I think a couple of months ago he did apologize. He was like with a bunch of rabbis and stuff like that and apologizing and sitting for prayer and stuff. You know, that is true. When you feel like there's nothing wrong with you, if you feel like your mind is telling you that nothing is wrong with you and everybody else is the problem, yeah, you tend to have those thoughts and feelings and start to act sporadic. You know, I think Kanye West definitely should speak to some of his peers. Because one of them peers is really, I mean, on the fast track of where you were a couple years ago. I ain't gonna have to say no names. Y'all already know who I'm talking about, y'all. But kudos to you. And I wish nothing but the best for Black people, child. And hopefully he gets the help that he needs. I'm very surprised that it took Bianca. It took Bianca. Well, I guess she did what Kim couldn't do. Anyway, I want to talk about this. Now, first of all, they said Aaron Pierre might be playing Black Panther. Girl, let me read this little article from Jasmine Branchow. It says that Marvel Studios may be eyeing a new Black Panther, and a rising star with both Hollywood buzz and pop culture is now in the mix. According to reports circulating online, the studio has reportedly met with actors Aaron Pierre, best known for his Underground Railroad and Netflix Rebel Ridge, about stepping into the iconic role for Secret Wars. So my thing is, so nobody, we ain't gonna get Secret Wars probably in the next couple years. I mean, y'all are just doing casting. Y'all didn't come up with this yet, child. Or worse, they probably are still taping and they're just trying to find who, buddy. Anyway, so yeah, that might be a thing. A lot of people online, child. Not, there was this one person, I didn't save the tweet. They said, "Honey, a light-skinned T'Challa with green eyes? Hell nah. And let me tell you something. For the life of me, now, if you are a friend of mine, you know I love me some Aaron Pierre now. I love me some Aaron Pierre. I love that he is playing Green Lantern. That's an interesting role, and he definitely looks like he looks like Green Lantern. Let's be very clear. T'Challa, are we being for real now? Y'all done whitewash. I don't even want to say whitewash. Because Aaron Pierre is all black. He's all black. Let's be very clear. But he don't fit the description of T'Challa. I'm sorry. We don't want to see him as T'Challa. I don't want to see him. I love to see a black man get paid at the end of the day. Let's be very clear. But this is not it. I mean, I'm going to still watch it, of course. But like, y'all always do that shit. Y'all always, when it's be an historical black, let me not say historical black, historical dark skin character, always they put a light skin chick on it. I mean, look what they did to Storm. I ain't got nothing against Holly Berry, but Storm is a Nubian queen, okay? Let's be very clear, she's dark skinned it, okay? I'm sorry, that's where we are. I really don't know. I don't know too much about this. We will see. I wanted it to be Damson Idris. I thought, what happened to Damson? He has the range. He can take up the mantle. You get what I'm saying? Anyway. I ain't got time for the mess. I ain't got time for the bullshit. In other news, another bullshit. Why Antonio Brown came for Stephon Diggs? Okay, so the New England Patriots, they posted a lot of videos. I mean, they're going to the Super Bowl. Shout out to them. Where my clap, you know, where my applause at. Hey, shout out to them. Okay, shout out to Cardi B. Come on, Cardi. You got your man in. It's so planned, honey. Every time there's a singer that's dating a football player, oh, they're going to the Super Bowl. That happened with Taylor. But anyway, Antonio Brown. They shared this picture. The New England Patriots shared this picture. And from the looks of it, because I ain't gonna lie, when I saw it, I was like, Stephon, how you doing? I was definitely like, okay, girl. Okay. Oh, clock it. Like, it definitely gave tramp stamp. I'm not gonna hold you. It definitely did. But why did Antonio Brown said cigarette butt of the year? Okay, candidate, leopard, tramp stamp, automatic qualifier. Okay, wow, like we went there. Like the F-A-G-G-O-T, honey, that's the full on. Oh girl, why are you worried about what Stephon Diggs got going on with his tattoos? And you wasn't you over here showing peen publicly in a public pool with his kids around and shit? Okay, and your ass got arrested. I mean, what is it now? Let's be very clear. People have been talking about Stephon's sexuality and stuff like that. There was this dude that came out and said that he came on to him and stuff. You know, we talked about this on other episodes and stuff. But like, come on now, really? Like y'all niggas like to jump on the goddamn bandwagon. Like it's so corny. And then to also just to be that damn, you know, not nonchalant, but be so polarizing. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you ain't got no goddamn skeletons in your goddamn closet. Now, he does have a whole back tattoo. So it's not a tramp stamp, guys. It's not a tramp stamp. I had to make sure of it. But yeah, that's what's going on, child. Anyway, let's move on, girl. We flying through these topics. TikTok, I did want to talk about this because I have been very aggravated. So since yesterday, they've been working to restore the services following the power outages in the U.S. data center. TikTok and other apps that operate, they claim that the videos were being limited because there's an issue with the power outage at a U.S. data center. So TikTok USD joint venture. So that's the I believe that's the company now. That's the parent company. I don't know. But This is what they said in quotes. We're going to repeat it. Since yesterday, we've been working to restore our services following a power outage at a U.S. data center impacting TikTok and other apps we operate. We're working with our data center partner to stabilize our services. We are sorry for this disruption and hope to resolve it soon. Y'all better resolve this shit real quick, real fast. Because let's be clear, there's a deletion. A lot of people are deleting TikTok right now. I think I saw a post. I can't even find it. Hold on. Hold on, child. Let me find it, girl. Damn, I can't find it. But there was definitely like a hike in people deleting the app. So people are leaving the app. And it's a lot of things that's going on there. It's a lot of censorship. It's a lot of people. I have friends that told me this. I got to press the little can I see button so I can see your videos. They're not blocking my videos, but it's like, you know, when you about to see something graphic and it says graphic video, press this to if you still want to view it. They got to do that shit with mine. I'm getting account warnings. You get what I'm saying? So it's just weird. It's very weird and it's very peculiar because I specifically talked about what I talked about the last episode. I was talking about the situation with Alex Pretty. And literally when I made my, my regular promotion for the podcast, and the third, the shit sat on zero for 5 hours. It was getting likes, but it was at zero. And a lot of people were having this same issue. There were people that were unable to post. There were people that didn't have any interactions at all. No comments, no likes, no nothing. It just was not being pushed out. The For You page is in the garbage. It's bad. And I just feel this is not them messing up this algorithm is not because of some system data error and some shit like that. Y'all are monitoring people. Y'all are looking at everybody's pages to make sure that notice the people that make the stupid funny content, and I ain't got nothing against y'all. There's room for both. There's room for everybody on TikTok. If you want to be a yapper, be a yapper. If you want to do, crazy, kooky, funny videos, that's what TikTok was originally made for. But there was a balance. Now, those creators, they don't have no issues. And I didn't hear any of them say they had any issues. But the people that get into political content, people that talk about celebrity gossip, entertainment news, current events, they've been having issues. So I'm going to be on YouTube. I'm going to be on YouTube for the foreseeable. The only time I'm going to post on TikTok is when I have to promote these long form content and clips and stuff like that. That's about it. That's all you're getting from me. Cause I'm not busting my ass. First of all, they got it. So I can't even, first of all, don't you want my taxes? Don't you want me to pay? Because I need my 1099 and it's literally about to be the end of January and I don't have my 1099. So I'm going to go to my tax preparer with the, let me stop, child. I don't want to get hit by IRS, child. If you don't give me my 1099, I'm going to just have to file for what I got. Okay, fuck them royalties. Okay. Now, it is a goddamn mess. They should have never messed with TikTok. And I'm off this topic, child, because the more I think about it, the more I just get aggravated, just very much so. Christian Keys got hit with a cease and desist. Now, we're going to have to get into this topic. I'm going to read this excerpt from the Jasmine brand, but it says that Sky Alvester Black is taking legal action against the All Queensmen creator, Christian Keys, alleging the producer made damaging public claims about him. The dispute centers on statements that Keys made online suggesting that Black was under the influence while working on the BET Plus series. According to TMZ, Black has retained attorney Marty Singer's firm, calling the demand Keys' first and last chance to avoid litigation. The letter argues Keys' remarks amount to textbook defamation. In a video discussing future spinoffs and prequels tied to the show, Keys said in quotes, "You don't get to show up inebriated and brag about it. So yeah, Alvester Black won't be back. He will be written out for that and other reasons." He also stated that "you don't laugh in my face about how high you are on the show. So he'll be written out." Okay, now Black disputes the narrative, maintaining that he is not fired and the show was canceled. Oh, Lord. His legal team is demanding a retraction, apology, and removal of the statements. Okay, yeah, you don't do that. You don't do that. Because it's like, okay, if he really did go to the set high, like, as a Black creative, and you can attest to being abused. I mean, because you had a conversation about how this billionaire that may or may not have been Tyler Perry did a move on you and you wasn't feeling that or whatever this, that, and the third. So you understand how exploitative the industry can be. So why, even if he was smoking, why would you say that out? Why would you make that public? You know, I thought that was weird because I didn't really touch on that topic because I thought it was weird that he just brought that up out of nowhere. But then also, like, you're Black, that's a part of blackballing. And if it is not true, then yeah, he got a case. That's kind of weird. That's weird. Joking about, oh, he's inebriated and stuff like that. Now, Black, Sylvester, if you really was high, child, you're going to have to, if you really wasn't, you're going to have to prove it, child. You're going to have to prove it. But I don't know, child. Y'all tell me what y'all think about that in the comments. Now, Ching Changi. It's another topic I wanted to get into, chow. So he opens up about overcoming his hesitation to take photos with the LGBTQ fans. We still having these conversations. I see. This is what he said, child. I didn't see this either, so this would be my first time.
It is true, yeah. Whatever. Life yeah. is no big deal. Like,
and this, and this, and yeah. this people today, some of these dudes and wearing these, look. I mean, actually looking like girls sometimes. Somebody took a picture of me being nice to a fan who came up and was excited to meet me and saying how much of a fan they was and just wanted a picture because they love my music and stuff. And I took the picture. And they based a 2-year relationship line off of that. So what I did was I was finna stop taking picture with homosexual individuals. And nothing against them, but I thought like,
you didn't want
that's what they gonna do.
You didn't want to be compromised.
Didn't want to be compromised at all.
You know, if it is.
But then you know what type of individual I am? I said to myself, all of them didn't do that to me. They don't deserve that.
Okay, well, at least he's self-aware.
Yeah. Right.
And so I still took pictures with homosexual people when they wanted to take a picture with me. Because that's the type of heart I got. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't going to stop being me because of.
I don't think Ching Changi got a big gay following. I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, he's kind of before my time. I mean, I was a child when he was out there. But ain't that many gay people wanting to take a picture of each other. I don't believe that. So why we keep on having this conversation? Why we keep on talking about it? I get it. This was your career. You were kind of blackballed because Sydney did some fuck shit. And I'm not going to minimize what Sydney Starr did to you in your career. But it's, I mean, she done apologized. And again, nothing can take away what happened. Why do we keep on talking about it? Why every time we get an interview, that's the only thing that we're talking about with you? Like, I would, like, I don't know who initiated the conversation. I hope it wasn't Jingy. But if it was, like, the interviewer, I'd be like, man, if you don't stop asking me about this, like, we done had this conversation many, many years, many, many moons. Many, many moons ago. Okay. Let's stop. Let's just move on and let's see what we got going on now. That's just me, child. All right, we're about to close the topic in on Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is calling to her fellow celebrities to speak up about the situation that's going on with ICE and you know, all the shootings and killings. But basically, like I said, this is from Jasmine Brand. Billie Eilish is urging fellow stars to use their platform to speak out about the recent shootings involving ICE agents. The pop star took to Instagram Monday with a message asking her peers, hey, my fellow celebrities, you gonna speak up? Challenging Hollywood silence on the issue as public criticism of ICE grows. Her post follows two fatal incidents in Minneapolis regarding Alex Pritzi and also Renee Good. We did speak about this on our last episode. This was this was the post that she initially made, sharing some information shout out to Billie Eilish. Let me just, first of all, you know, she's really putting her career on the line for this cause. And I know some people are like, oh, it could be performative, it could be the No, Billie Eilish, I think she really is for it. Like, when she sat there and accepted an award and she said, I really don't know how to feel about this when there's so much craziness going on in this world. And she basically openly said, I feel like there's people, my peers are billionaires, and I think that that's a problem. Shout out to her. But, honey, your fellow celebrities, your fellow, your peers are not, they're not going to say anything. They're puppets. And they are made to entertain. They don't have the foresight. A lot of them, I'm actually happy they're not saying anything. Because whatever they're going to say is just not going to be of any intellect, correct information. I mean, you know, celebrities just need to be in celebrity world and do with them. You know, don't eat with your shit. Okay. I don't see any celebrities speaking out against this. For the most part, I see celebrities just going with the flow and going along with what's going on. We see a lot of celebrities that are now openly Trump supporters, and things that, you know, he gets into, they're getting into. So it's a hard pill to swallow, Billie Eilish, and keep the fight going. And I'm glad that you're using your influence and impact to do this. And I hope they don't get your career, because they got Mark Ruffalo, child. You heard he got fired from Marvel. He ain't gonna play the Hulk no more, because he was another one that spoke out against what's going on with ICE. They blackballing people for speaking out against ICE. Child, this show might got blackballed. Child, that's why I got the problems I got, honey, with my damn algorithms and engagement and stuff. Child, they probably shadow banning me, honey. I don't care. I'ma still talk. We gonna still keep this thing going. I don't care, honey. I'ma still talk. When I got a mic and a camera, we gonna get to the things. Okay. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I might actually have this on the audio podcast as well, to give the audio listeners something to gather to. Okay. Talk to you guys later with the next set of topics.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.